We've about less than 200 places left for the half marathon, and it actually closes tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, Sunday the 30th. This year, well, last year actually we had 1,100 places, and they sold out. Actually, they sold out 2 weeks before the event. So this year we've increased the capacity by 400 to 1,500 places this year. So we've actually surpassed that. At this stage, we're well over 1,300 entries for the half marathon. So there's a few places left if people are interested in taking part. It's a big event in this part of the world. So we're really looking forward to this stage.
And it's a unique event because it's a cross-border one too, Brendan.
Yeah, I mean, when we started it off just a couple of years ago in 2014, we just didn't really know what to expect. And the first year alone, I think it was 600 entries between the half marathon and the 5K. And it has really taken off. And I think the cross-border nature of it is certainly unique. And certainly unique in this part of the Northwest. It involves quite a bit of working together between the Lough Strabane Athletic Club and the Derry and Strabane District Council, and two jurisdictions, to the Gardaí, the PSNA councils, etc. So there's quite a bit of logistics to it, but something certainly that we enjoy doing, and so obviously something that a lot of people enjoy taking part in.
Yeah, I suppose it's amazing too, in such a short period of time, the growth of the event and how it's become so popular.
Yeah, like we've been delighted. I think when you start something off, you just wonder how it's going to kick off. And maybe initially you wonder, is there a novelty factor to it? But certainly the novelty hasn't worn off, and it just keeps getting bigger. And this year, as I say, last year we were surprised that the thing had sold out. In the first 2 years, we were taking entries on the day, but there was quite a number of people disappointed last year when the thing actually sold out. So as I say, we've increased the capacity this year, and we're expecting that hopefully it'll be sold out for this year as well.
What's the course like for the marathon?
Well, look, these days everybody is advertising a fast, flat course, etc. But I think for this course, it's certainly unique. Over 13 miles, it is mainly flat. I mean, you might have one or two inclines, but it's like any hill. If you go up it, you've got to come down it as well. So anybody that's last year, I think it was 116 that the half marathon was running, and it is very flat, very fast. It starts in Strabane, comes out over the bridge into Lufford, and then finishes up on the Melbourne track in Strabane. And really, with over 13 miles, it's sort of half and half, half in Lufford, half in Strabane.
Has the course changed over the last 4 years, or has it been as it was from its inception?
No, the only change that we made to it was we had incorporated the new Peace Bridge in Strabane, and finishing on the track. So the course hasn't really changed that much. In fact, last year we did change it to incorporate the Peace Bridge in Strabane, and it actually made it that wee bit faster. So no, we haven't really changed it much at all.
Okay, Brendan, then, so one more call. It's the final opportunity for people to get their entry in.
Yeah, so if they can get their entries in for tomorrow night, they can enter by, if they look at the Strabane Lufford Half Marathon Facebook page, or indeed go onto the Derry and Strabane District Council webpage, and they can find a link through to the online entries there. And just a reminder as well, just that we have a 5K as part of that as well, which is always a big event. So people can enter for the 5K event as well on that.